As part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Leading with 2020 Vision, we say good morning to Laura Archibald with Healthy Communities Clinton County Coalition. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
How's the world of Laura today?
Didn't we just talk to you yesterday?
You did talk to me yesterday.
I thought your voice sounded familiar. So
we love having you on, though, Laura, so yeah. Welcome again.
I appreciate you having me.
So what should we be, should we be getting concerned about our things going up, or where are you at with that?
Oh, I think it's always concerning because it doesn't take much for a second resurgence, but I don't think we should be panicking.
I'm glad you're saying you don't think we should be panicking. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, and I think we're testing more in Clinton County, so we're going to have more positive results.
Okay.
That's expected.
When do you think we should, of course, I don't know if you heard it or not, LaGrange County has gone to wearing face masks. You know, they're making it mandatory as much as they can. Should we do something like that in your mind or not?
I think we just need to keep an eye on the numbers. I don't think it's indicated right now, but it certainly could be in the future.
So, how many things, I think we sort of talked about this a little bit yesterday, how many things do you think are going to change publicly and, you know, all the way around because of this?
You know, it's really hard to tell at this point. I think the biggest changes are going to be those huge events like ball games and concerts and, you know, Christmas programs and those sort of things. I think that's where we're going to see the biggest changes.
And it's going to be interesting to see. Of course, we talked a little bit about this yesterday with schools starting up and trying to keep kids apart, and then also for games and concerts trying to keep adults apart. It's going to be a never-ending battle.
It is. And until we get a vaccine, I think it's something we're going to have to keep dealing with.
Do you... have you heard of when we're going to look at a vaccine possibility?
You know, I've heard all kinds of things. Until it's on the market and approved, I'm not going to believe it. So
I don't think there's any way. I don't know what to approve. What to think anymore. So
and whatever it is, they will fast track.
Yeah.
It, you know.
How bothersome is it? This seems like the things that we knew originally about this now are still. Or maybe are not true, and things keep changing every day. How bothersome is that?
I think that they missed the ball a little bit on contact services, but that's okay. It's never a bad thing to be clean about surfaces. So, you know, it may have prevented other diseases and infections. So, but I think they have been dead on about this being spread via air droplets.
Okay.
I still think it's basic stuff. Wear your mask, stay in when you can, avoid crowds, and wash your hands.
Okay.
Laura, I know you don't have any intel that we don't have or anything, but what's some of your thoughts on some of these things we've got coming up? We've got the fair. We are hoping to have a senior fair in 3 months or so, and I know there's... Gosh, you guys have some things, too, that you normally do that involve crowds and stuff. Is it one of those things we'll probably just have to wait till a little closer and see where we're at?
Absolutely. I think we go ahead and plan to have things, but know that everything is fluid, and it could change at the last minute. It could be postponed. It could be changed to virtual. It could be canceled. Mm-hmm. I just think you have to be careful and smart when you're organizing these things. Get contracts that you can get out of, things like that.
Is there anything that you guys are, because we're doing the same thing, Laura, we're kind of moving on with the hopes and the optimism that it will happen. Do you guys have anything that you're working on in the next month or so that we might see out and about?
Just like we talked about yesterday, we are having the mental health event for school-age children in July at Arborwood, and I think having things outside when you can is a good idea also.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think that's what will help us probably with the fair if everything goes well with that there. So,
yeah. Yes, right. I agree. And I think the fair council has taken a very cautious approach to this. Mm-hmm. They haven't said, we're having the fair. It's going to be exactly what it was before. they've taken precautions, and that's the important thing.
Yeah, they've told us it's not going to be like it always has been before. So. Yeah.
No, it's not even going to be close, and that's okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Laura, anything else we need to talk about before we turn you loose?
I don't think so.
All right.
We always appreciate your
time,
Laura.
And have fun and take care, okay?
Thanks. You guys, too. Be safe.
All right. You, too.